This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Seven after the hour here on the DJV program. Not mandated that you listen, but you miss a lot. And there's always an interesting interpretive conversation going on about what's going on in the world. Isn't that the whole point of all of our lives, to sort of get the pieces put together and understand, or hopefully understand? We don't want to tell you what to think. You need to figure out what to think. I know what I think about our relationship with Cuba, for example, and I think it's pretty stupid, frankly. This has been going on for years and years and years. So we had Obama opening up through his administration a lot of the trade and that sort of thing with Cuba. And then when Trump became president, he said, "Now these are commies. We're not doing anything with them. Shut it down." And there was that thing that went on in the American embassy in Cuba. And now the Biden administration is imposing sanctions on Cuban officials, because, and I think people are confused with this lady, so maybe we ought to talk it through a little bit. It's not on it's not on the government, it's the people who are responsible for the human rights abuses, right?
Well, and that's the government,
pretty much
honest,
all the government.
That's the government. I mean, look, this is a tiny step in the right direction, but I think it was kind of a cop-out from the administration. They've been taking a lot of heat, especially from Democrat voters in Florida who have Cuban roots, who have been protesting the treatment of the people of Cuba. And the administration,
most Cubans in Florida were Republicans.
Most of them are, but there are a large chunk of them are, but there are a lot of Democrats who are also Cuban in the state of Florida, and that message has been making its way to Washington, D.C. Progressives don't really want to see anything happen to the Castro regime, because I think they have plans for the Castro regime being implemented here in this country. They are communists.
You think that's a stretch, Jennifer. Come on.
No, I don't. I think the policies that, look, the funny thing is that the founder of the 1619, and I don't mean funny, haha, but the irony here is rich.
Unusual, yes.
The progressives are now after equity instead of equality, right? We've heard that shift in message. So we all want equity instead of equality, which is what my generation was brought up on, that people should be equal and that we should have equality. Well, now it's equity. Everybody needs to wait until everybody has caught up. The 1619 Project and the founder of Black Lives Matter have all come out and said Cuba has it right because they achieved true equity. Unfortunately for the people of Cuba, their equity means that everybody gets literally 5 eggs, a few grams of meat, a bag of rice, and maybe if they're lucky, some Tylenol, but they have to fight for it every single month. That's equity in Cuba. And so to have the founder of the 1619 Project and Black Lives Matter come out and applaud the fact that this is what they've achieved in Cuba, it seems a little bit stupid to me, because people are starving and they can't have access to medication. Yet this is what progressives are pushing for in this country. Not equality anymore. They want equity. And unfortunately, when the government's in charge, look, I'm not stretching anything. I'm telling you what people have said. So
that would last about 5 seconds, even in this country.
You would think. Look at how we stand by for guaranteed income. Look at how much people are encouraging the government. Well, who's 100%?
Who's standing by for guaranteed income? Andrew Yang ran on guaranteed income and dropped out of the race because no one supported it.
He
had to drop out of the mayoral race in New York, too, because no one supports it. So I don't
they're
really
rolling
think
it
that's
out. All throughout
California,
the state that I live in, is a test ground for all of this stuff. And so maybe that's why I feel so close to it, because it's happening here. Guaranteed income throughout the state of California, guaranteed income in Los Angeles County now for 18 to 24-year-olds. Yeah. I mean, come on.
Would you say
testing ground for it.
Victoria, by looking at the post, mostly from my daughter-in-law, but I know so much in a while you see stuff from my son, that they would be considered progressive. Would you consider that to be a good handle for them? Liberally progressive.
But the reason I'm hesitating is because both of them have posted numerous times about not agreeing with that label, so that's why I'm kind of hesitant to say.
Okay.
I would, yeah, if you want to say, like, who they supported, yeah, they're Bernie Sanders followers and supporters.
Yes.
They're both, they were vocal about that.
Yeah, okay. So here are two people, successful in their own right, been married a couple of years, child on the way, the future of California, right? People like them and them have been either moving out or planning to get out. One of the reasons Brendan's driving around various states, northern states in New England, is because he and his wife want to move out of California. And they want to kind of find a place either here in Massachusetts or up in Vermont or maybe in Maine that'll feel good for them to raise a child. And so here's the perfect demo for the future of a state that wants to get out of the state. Brendan followed me to California in 1993 and has lived there ever since and made a living and made a life for himself. Found his wife, all that good stuff. But they have had it up to their ears with whatever, however you want to describe the policies that create the vagrants on the street, the homeless, so-called.
But see, I would call them out because they were very loud about defunding the police. And yes, they used the word
Brendan
defunding.
Wasn't. Sophie was.
Well,
no, Brendan posted about it too.
Yeah. I mean, they were talking about defunding the police. They're supporting these policies that they're moving away from. And this is my argument against progressivism. It sounds great if you're living in a la-la reality about how things should be. Everything should be rainbows and unicorns. And yes, everything should be rainbows and unicorns. But reality is, it is not. And when you defund the police like they have in L.A. County, and yes, they have, both the Sheriff's Department and the LAPD, and it's not just there. It's all the way up and down the state. Crime has been on the rise. The George Soros supported district attorneys in L.A. and San Francisco are a joke. There was a story this weekend about a guy who was caught carrying an unconscious woman. He was kidnapping an unconscious woman. He was arrested and let out less than 24 hours later because of these Gascon policies. They can't do anything about it. You've got people who are kidnappers out wandering around on the streets even after they've been arrested. And so, of course, they're going to want to get their kid out of that. But I would say to them, then stop supporting these policies that lead to the fact that you have to uproot your life away from your sister, away from your family, your mother and father, and go to the East Coast. These are the policies that they would want, that they've been encouraging. And, you know, it's not, I don't mean to sound angry, I'm just passionate about this, because I understand people are good-intentioned and these policies sound wonderful, but look at flipping Cuba. They sounded wonderful when they were rolled out in Cuba, and now people can't get a Tylenol.
Who'd they sound good to? They sound good to me.
The Cubans. You yourself said we should just open up regulate.
If you go back to the 50s,
he wants to take a vacation there. That's for tourism.
I want to go down and do a radio program there and just kind of drive the old cars and see what it's like. I've never been to Havana. I know some people who have, and they think it's a fabulous, very interesting, very charismatic place. And I guess, yeah, there are a lot of things that have happened. But Batista, when he was running the country after World War II, through the time that Castro took over, I'm looking back to the 50s, shall we say. And that's when Castro took over, it was like time stopped. Time stood still. Nothing has changed in Cuba other than who controls what goes on there. The people, this guy Batista was a horrible, he was a dictator. He'd shoot anybody that was kind of like Hitler in the Caribbean. And so the people get sick of that because all the money was going to him and his pals. It's pretty much like Putin. That's why I think Putin sooner or later somebody's going to knock him off because people are beginning to realize everything goes to him. In China, they're trying to spread the wealth around a little bit here and a little bit there to keep people happy or at least to keep them under control. Not so much in Russia and certainly not in Cuba. So what goes on there is trying to bring the people who now understand what's going on in the rest of the world, and they're not going to put up with that stuff. Somebody's going to knock off Castro, Raul Castro, or whoever It
is
the heir apparent.
That's what people have been saying for a year. And they say, we're not going to put up with that stuff here in the United States. We're putting up with that stuff every single day.
Not
we're
to that encouraging extent, though, Jennifer. Not to that extent. I don't say it's good. You won't hear me tell you that the policies are good.
California, there goes the rest of the country. Mm. Just believe me when I tell you, these policies are already coming. They're already here. And
what do we do about it? Other than vote all these people out, what do you do?
Exactly. You vote all these people out, and you don't stand for these ideas that don't make sense in real life. You just can't.
Past the hour on the DJV program.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
Angie's List is now Angie. Summer is the perfect time to book your next home project, from lawn care to a new patio. Angie makes it simple to connect with pros who can get the job done right. See reviews, upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Plus, when you book and pay through Angie, we'll cover your project up to the full purchase price, plus limited damage protection with our happiness guarantee. Check out Angie.com, and for more on the happiness guarantee, go to Angie.com/happiness-guarantee.htm.
Bluestar Medicated Ointment gets 5-star reviews from our loyal users for fast relief of the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
Bluestar soothes insect bites and fungal infections.
It really works on the summer rashes I get every year.
I had psoriasis on my elbows. Bluestar worked wonders.
Amazing stuff. Smear a bit on and the itch is gone.
Look for the white box with the Bluestar in the first aid section. Feel Bluestar work fast or your money back.
In the warehouse, the job has to get done. But if you're working with an outdated forklift that has more downtime than up due to maintenance, it's time to make the switch to Novalift lithium-ion-powered forklifts. With a Novalift forklift, you get less downtime, a longer lifespan, fast, efficient opportunity charging, and a 5-year cost of ownership that will save you almost $45,000 over internal combustion models. Novalift, revolutionizing the material handling industry one job at a time. What's in your warehouse? Find out more at NovaliftNA.com/save.
Okay, so there's something else that President Biden did, signed legislation to replenish the Crime Victims Fund. I was just looking at the stats for crime this weekend. You know, we were up and down on that. News media likes to scream about what's going on at the moment, and that's important. But when you compare it to 3-4 years ago, it seems to be not so bad. Well, I guess it's depending on how you look at things. What is your definition of bad? Why do we have a Crime Victims Fund? And so why do we need to put more money into it?
I actually think this is something good that the Biden administration did. It was very much touted. It had bipartisan support. And it really is.
It doesn't have to take any taxpayer money, right?
No, it's federal crimes. And when it actually takes away from the government, because typically when people would be federal criminals and the government would seize their assets, where would that money go? And this just ensures that it goes to the victims. Right.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right. 915 shootings. 430 people dead in our country last week, according to the Gun Violence Archive. 43,000 gun deaths in our country in the past year. Wow. Oof. And that's not a record. I find that, I guess that's what I find pretty, I don't know, distracting. Distressing, is that maybe a better word for it? Who are the crime victims that get this money? The people...
Victims of federal crime. So it's not people who are, you know, murdered on the streets of Chicago. These are things that have federal governments involved in the investigation, the FBI, and those types of things. So it could be anybody, right? It could be anybody that the FBI is investigating, terror plots, bank schemes, all those kinds of things.
So is it that broad? But who decides who gets the check? Where's that? Who's the person that says, okay, send a check to Fred over here? Where does that come?
Who makes know who the guy is, but I would imagine that there's probably a process that somebody's lawyer could go through to recover money.
Right. All right. It's here for big government. 21 after the hour.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
It's 23 after the hour now in the DJV program with a focus on what's trending, our social media. One of the things that is going to trend is a new podcast, actually, that I'm doing with astrologer Laura Banks and psychic Mary O'Malley. This is something we've all worked on in the past week or so, Zodiac Magic. You like that name, ladies, right? When you came
it's
to
great.
That, Jay, thank
great.
You for
yeah,
that. As soon as I saw that, because we've been talking about what to call it for a week or so. And then all of a sudden, bingo, that showed up, and I said, grab it. And so we have. There are a lot of things that people love. I was talking yesterday at a memorial for a very good friend of mine, and I was talking about the aura that he had around him, and I was talking about the astrological birth signs of him and his wife and why they got along. And there were probably 240, 250 people in this group, and there were a few folks down front who kind of got what I was talking about, because it was a crowd. But I did, after the conversation, a lot of people come up to me and said, wow, I didn't know you know anything about astrology. And, you know, these are mostly women who are interested in it, no matter what the age. But the reason that we're doing this is because there's so much interest in astrology. Victoria's been pushing us along in that spirit, if you will. And so has Jay. Not to say that Jennifer's not interested in it, but she's got lots of things going on. So we had the time to create this, and we think it'll be a very good podcast. So it's called Zodiac Magic, and you can find it wherever you get your podcasts. You want to find out what's going on for the month of Leo, we're in Leo now, or what is up for you romantically through the course of the next week. We'll have daily interpretations of that from Laura, and then stories about people who have come to Mary and had great psychic experiences. So you get that Zodiac Magic wherever you get your podcasts. And I'm pleased that we're able to put that together, something new and kind of different, I think. I hope that's the case anyway. All right, so that's one item of interest. Now let's go into DJVshow.com. No, well, you don't have to go there. You go to the social media on Twitter and Instagram, right? Find all of this stuff. What's the latest on Free Brittany? Yay.
Brittany freed the nipples.
She posted some racy photos to Instagram over the weekend. Yeah. She posted, it was two different photos separated by a third photo of a quote from a book about kindness. And the photos are from the same photo shoot, because you can tell the lighting's all the same. She's by a tree. She's outside. She's in cutoff shorts and nothing else. And the first photo, she's hiding her boobs with her hands. And then the other one, it's just some stars.
Not so much.
Mm-hmm. She's feeling herself. And so can I just say it?
She's feeling good.
I know.
She's
is this helping?
Good.
Is this helping? I know she looks great. But is this helping her case right now?
I think this is a huge, like...
I
feel like it's one of those things of, like, I couldn't do anything, so now, you know what, I'm
going to
start pushing.
Her lawyer has told her, like, okay, you're in control of your internet now, you have access to free internet, which was restricted before. I think she is just finally realizing, oh my gosh, you know, I can act like everyone else on Instagram.
So clearly she's in charge of her own Instagram, right?
Well, that's
we now think that she is.
We now
okay, because before no one knew if she was. But I mean, all those crazy dance videos and stuff, are people going to use this? And look, I want a free Britney, but are people going to use some of the crazy stuff that she's been doing on social media?
But she's not ready yet. Right, but dancing in a video, I mean, Lisa Rinna does that five times a day, and she's on The Housewives of Beverly Hills. No one cares. I don't know. I think dancing in a video is not going to make anyone think that
crazy. You know what I'm talking about, those videos where it just doesn't seem quite right. And, you know, when she, my favorite Disney princess is Ariel. I don't know. I'm just saying I want her to be in the best possible light while she's making this argument that she should be in her own control. And I just wonder if all of this stuff is something that they can use against her.
Well, if she was still actually working and not boycotting work to, you know, keep people from making money off of her, she'd probably be doing these kind of photo shoots anyway.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
Hmm. Okay. Well, I guess I'll see if I can find some old pasties around. Maybe send them her way. What happens if guys do that? I guess is the question. All right, 28 past the hour.
Susan, it's so great to finally be able to get together again.
Oh, it sure is.
And I really appreciate you picking up the bill.
I'm happy to. I've got the extra cash. Since we've all been driving so much more again, I've been using GetUpside, the free gas app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the GetUpside app?
Yes, up to 25 cents a gallon. Cash back every time I buy gas.
Does that actually add up to anything?
Some months I make 200 to 300 bucks.
Wow! That's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the free GetUpside app now.
Download the free GetUpside app now in the App Store or Google Play to save up to 25 cents a gallon when you buy gas. Use promo code LIFT for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's up to 50 cents a gallon on your next fill-up. You can cash out anytime to PayPal or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free GetUpside app and use promo code LIFT for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code LIFT.
I said Chantilly Lace and Eggshell, not matte.
Kobe's Interior Design Consultancy is floored with new clients.
Wait, what am I looking at here? This looks like plaid.
They need a madman with an eye for design and a knack for numbers.
Okay, hey, look, take a look at this. Do those numbers look right?
Indeed can help them hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Screen for quality candidates with the skills your role needs with Indeed Assessments. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Our most vulnerable veterans are isolated at hospitals. And during their greatest time of need, their loved ones can have little or no contact with them. Imagine having to shelter in place forever. Learn how you can help at healvets.org. Help Heal Veterans, with the support of citizens like you, is making things better together. Learn more at healvets.org. This message is furnished by Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
Former Wyoming Senator, 77-year-old Mike Enzi, died Monday after sustaining a broken neck and ribs after a bicycle accident near his home in Gillette, Wyoming on Friday. Mr. Enzi was a Republican. He retired in January after four terms as a senator.
Over the years, I've gotten to work with incredible staff that have made it possible to do more than a senator by him or herself could ever do.
Arrest warrants were issued Monday for two Aurora, Colorado police officers. The APD said it issued the warrants for officers John Hobart and Francine Martinez following a July 23rd arrest for a trespassing call. The male officer is accused of pistol whipping, choking, and using a taser on the suspect he was arresting. The female officer's complaint is for failing to report the excessive force. Former California Senator Democrat Barbara Boxer was attacked and robbed of her cell phone Monday while in Oakland, California. Someone pushed her in the back and took her cell phone. USA Radio News.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better, and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Vaccine hesitancy across America includes about half of our citizens. The way politics has infiltrated the pandemic is leaving most unvaccinated folks with distrust and disbelief the experts have their best interest at heart. Yale epidemiology professor Dr. Harvey Risch on Fox News says Delta variant cases is already on the downtick in England and will soon be removed from the equation in America within a month or so.
I think that really the problem is they have no imagination and they don't really think about what's going on and how to solve it. They're working on a premise that if they didn't do enough in the first place, they'll just do the same, but more so now. And that's a failed idea. And really, we have the tools to fix it, and we just need to use them. For the breakthrough cases, for people who get COVID, treat them as outpatients with hydroxychloroquine, ivermectin, and other treatments that work very well, and that solves a problem. As to Delta that's coming, Delta's going away in the UK. So this is a bump that we're facing now and is very likely to be gone in another 3 or 4 weeks in the US or going down in 3 or 4 weeks. So we are really in what I would call a fairly optimistic point if we would just use our brains and solve it the way we know how to do.
It doesn't help when public officials attempt to shame the unvaccinated. California Governor Democrat Gavin Newsom insinuated Monday that unvaccinated people were a danger to everyone. Quote, it's like drunk drivers. You don't have the right to go out and drink and drive and put everyone else at risk, including your own life at risk. End quote. I'm Lance Pryor. This is USA Radio News.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
Care where your food comes from and who doesn't, you'll love the American Family Farmer podcast. Just visit AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com and press play, or find us on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Four at the hour now on the DJV program. Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, the president of Jay Kirshner is noted. And so we're into the time of the year when things, this is what they call the lazy, hazy, crazy days of summer. Some people refer to it as the summer doldrums. I can remember when I first started doing talk radio, some of the hosts would complain, oh, there's nothing going on. There's nothing to talk about. Oh, no. I think that just showed
how lightheaded they were. There's always something going on. There's always something great to talk about or something that's distracting. I was trying to figure out, I've always thought this, because do you remember, Jennifer, when I didn't know who Michael C. Hall was? Remember when we...
Sort of from Dexter?
Yeah. Yeah, I didn't know who he was. Yeah, so now I see that there is a trailer for the new season. And so why is there? Is that he is a serial killer in this thing? I don't. Why do people like shows like this?
Because he's a good guy.
I've never seen it, but I have friends who are obsessed. Right?
He has this thing. He calls it a dark passenger, and he only kills people that were already killing other people. So rather than having them sit in the system in prison, he goes and kills them.
He's the Robin Hood of serial killers.
Yes, that is a really good way to put it.
See, okay. See, now I've got to put it into perspective. As long as we're talking about personalities, Angelina Jolie has gotten what she's asked for, a new judge. So what are the issues here, really, other than child? Is it child support? Is it child visitation? Is it, what's the big deal?
It's visitation for the younger ones. The weird thing about this case is the judge who's been overseeing their divorce, which has now gone on for like 4 years, it's twice as long as they were married, it's this, that judge also married them.
Really?
So, like, isn't that strange?
Keep it in the family.
Mm-hmm. And then the reason that she, initially, they both, Brad and Angelina, agreed that the judge would be a suitable private judge. This is not in a public court. It's in private, you know, divorce court. So they agreed that he would be okay. And then apparently her team found out that Brad's legal team has all kinds of extra side deals going on with this judge, unrelated to the divorce case, but still.
What does that mean, side deals? What does that mean?
He's involved in different cases and things like that. And it's not related to their divorce, but basically it's in the best interest for Brad's lawyers to stay in good with this judge because they've got other stuff going on. And then the judge didn't disclose that. Angelina's team found out about it, and that's why they've been fighting to remove the judge, because they don't think he's impartial.
Wow. You know, that few judges that it's likely you get these. You know what else takes
well, chose
you back?
Him. Well, no, they chose him, but now they're looking for someone else to be court appointed, I guess.
The idea that Brad Pitt is 57 is a mind blower for me. I think the guy.
Everybody's getting old.
Yeah, thank you, Jennifer.
I was going to say I think he looks really good, so I don't.
Yeah.
No, he looks good, but the idea that he's 57.
Yeah, I think that's just kind of a mind blower, one way or another. All right, you ladies are going to have to help me with this. Because I still am not too sure about the gender reveal realities. This thing from California, Jennifer, couple charged for setting off a smoke bomb to reveal the sex of their unborn baby, caused a wildfire that killed a firefighter.
Huge fire.
Yeah.
Thousands and, like, was it 28,000 acres?
Tens of thousands of acres, yeah. It was a huge, huge fire. Property was destroyed. Firefighter died battling it. And so now the question is what happens to these guys? Because under the law, they should be in jail for involuntary. 23 years. Involuntary.
No, but I mean the fire lasted for 23 years.
Oh, yeah. No, that's true. But they're facing about 20 years in prison. If all of the, because they have a whole cacophony, is that what we say? Of, yes, of misdemeanors and felonies that are stacked up against them. And what's sad is that they have a newborn baby now. I'm sure they didn't mean to set the fire, but should there be some accountability there for the firefighter's family?
Yeah.
I mean, this is a really big, tough one. And it's also, well,
people don't think of consequences.
Gender reveals. I know.
It's a matter of perspective here. That people are not thinking, people do not pay attention to their actions and think about the consequences. Every action has a consequence. For every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. So if you are not thinking about anybody but yourselves, and that's why we have, I think, this cult of youngsters who are coming along, that think of nothing but themselves. It's all about me, 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 me. And it's actually, I could say that about several generations, I suppose, of people who just it's all about them. I don't know. I find it distressing. Here's something that I don't find distressing, though. The research that suggests that two-thirds of romantic couples started out as friends. Now, is that the case with all of you? Jennifer, did you start out as friends with Jeff?
No.
Victoria, did you start out as friends with Lewis? Jay, did you start out with friends? You did.
Mm-hmm.
No, that's
so
right.
We're
your story.
We're literally two out of three.
There you go. There you go.
Right there. I don't even know, Jen. How did you meet Jeff? I don't think I've ever asked you.
It was a setup between our friends.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. So it was right to Bunga Bunga Land then with you, right?
Well, it wasn't Bunga Bunga Land, but it was. It was never like we met, you know, just organically where we had a friendship first.
Are you friends now?
Some days, no. Yes, of course.
Isn't that the way it always? I don't know. I don't get Jay's relationship. I don't feel because I don't know your husband, but I know Lewis, and there's something warm that I feel every time I talk about Lewis, and every time I hear Victoria talk about Lewis. There's something warm there that I just kind of like, and I would like to think that everybody has that same relationship. I see it with my son and his wife. It's just kind of a cool thing.
Have you met Jeff? Just I know you haven't met Ryan yet, but you've met Jeff, right?
Jeff, oh yeah, yeah. No, I like Jeff, yeah. I think the first time we met him was at a Christmas party, wasn't it, Jennifer?
I think
your
that
house?
Sounds about right. Yeah, probably at my dad's house,
Yeah. We had a long conversation because I was checking him out. I wanted to make sure that he was okay for Jennifer. Well, isn't that...
That's what I expect you to do.
That's what you have to do. Right.
Yep, exactly. And then I had a conversation in the closet with your father about him. I do remember that.
In the closet?
I bet that was good.
Kind of
my dad and Doug always hang out in the closet. Always.
Yeah, we have our private conversations.
I'm like, guys, it's time to come out of the closet.
Yeah, right?
No, we don't want
How big are your closets?
The National Institute of Health, leading a research program that is really sort of... This is something that I find very important. And so let's just take a moment here to think about children and what happens when they are exposed. This is for you, Jay. This would be for my new son, my grandson who's coming along in a few months. It was all about the conversation that Megan and I had about Miles. For whatever the reason, I've been on this for a number of years. And I'm not saying, you know, I'm not pounding myself on the chest, but it was something early on that caught my attention because it made sense to me to think about all of the people that were tying the screen, whether it's a television screen or a computer screen, to the upbringing of their children and how easy it was, it seemed at first, to put somebody, a youngster, in front of a TV screen. And wow, that would be it. Isn't that great? I don't have to worry about the baby crying, pooping in his pants. Here he is in front of the screen. Well, to underscore what I've been talking about for years and years and years, 13, 14 years, I think I started talking about this, National Institute of Health releasing a research paper on technology and its effects on infants, children, and young adolescents. Is that a... Double on, is that young adolescents? That's kind of a, right, young and adolescent, same thing.
Yeah, I would think young adolescents are maybe like 11.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah,
11,
like 14.
Preteens.
Right.
Yep. So these areas that were studied were the core areas of cognitive, physical, and social emotional development. The number of hours in front of a screen and the time at which it is introduced into the baby's lives has shown that 1 in 4 young people have been affected negatively to the point of debilitation, depending on how constant they were in front of the screen and at what age they started being exposed to the screen. That is 1 year old, 2 years old, 3 years old. Once again, basically the bottom line is that if you put a child in front of a screen before he or she is 3, you're almost guaranteeing that that kid's brain is going to be a scrambled mess. And the ADD or whatever other things are a part of what children get to keep them from growing cognitively, but also socially. It's all these devices and computers and stuff that are just way too much for a child. That the synapse of it, the brain waves and the neurons and whatever else is in your brain, they're not connected yet. That hasn't been developed.
I do have a question about this.
Yes.
As the mother who showed her son Thor Ragnarok on the first day she brought him home from the hospital, was this study looking at people who look at screen time as a sort of babysitter, or just
yes.
any amount of screen time?
Well, it's a relative
degree. Drive 8 hours
sort of
in a car without any Mickey Mouse and tell me how that goes.
Well, how did it go when you were a kid and you didn't have Mickey Mouse in the car? What happened to you? Are you okay?
I was an 80s baby. I feel like we had a TV in the car relatively ahead of our time. I had a Game Boy.
Really?
I had screens. But again, it's not just about
Game Boy.
It wasn't
when you were one.
Yeah,
year
it
old,
wasn't. It wasn't.
So,
yeah, but again,
yeah,
it's not. It's
there,
a different.
Yeah.
It's a difference of are you using the screen as a babysitter and
well,
your kid's just always in front of the screen
time.
And they're not getting any actual relationship time. There's no communication between the parents
it's not
or
that,
the adults.
No, but Jay, that's not it. What the point of this study, and my harping on this for as many years as I have, has to do not necessarily with content. It has to do with the vision itself, the screen, the movement, the quick change of the scenes and how youngsters' brains can't absorb it. So it confuses the wiring, in essence, if I can get
yeah.
it down to... To the
basics.
Think about
how quickly
think, if you think about it, if you take your baby, let's say you've got a one-year-old like Matt, and you take him to the park, and he's just watching people walk by,
right.
They're not walking by, or animals aren't flying around or whatever, they're not moving at the same
that's
speed.
Fast moving.
He can process, you know, and learn that. That's a bird, and then that, you know, his eyes
yeah.
can calculate
so all the
that.
Action flicks we should probably cut out a little bit.
The download at djvshow.com, trending... conversation about the Kardashians is in a recent download, the new jet for Kylie Jenner, that kind of stuff. We love talking about yak like that. And one of the trending stories was Amazon's Jeff Bezos saying that we ought to move heavily polluting industry into outer space. It's a good conversation.
So does that mean he wants to move his company to outer space?
Of course
space?
He does. It's a business deal for him. The term shark attack being replaced by shark interaction was a conversation on one of our recent downloads, plus the 10 worst businesses in America. If you have not heard that podcast, you really ought to listen to it. You can get it at djvshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts. Nothing beats the feel of a great towel when you step out of the shower. Wrap yourself in nothing but the best with the MyPillow towel set. Every MyPillow towel is made from proprietary technology, makes them highly absorbent and soft to the touch. Plus, with a 60-day money-back guarantee, you can try them for yourself and return them if you don't like them. Made with cotton grown in the U.S., available in a variety of colors, every towel set comes with two bath towels, two hand towels, and a washcloth two-pack. For a limited time, get the MyPillow six-piece towel set, usually $109.99, for just $39.99, using the promo code DJV. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials square, enter the promo code DJV. While you're there, take advantage of the deep discounts you can get from using the DJV code on all the MyPillow products right there online, MyPillow.com, six-piece towel set for $39.99 right now with the promo code DJV at MyPillow.com.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
Angie's List is now Angie. Summer is the perfect time to book your next home project. From lawn care to a new patio, Angie makes it simple to connect with pros who can get the job done.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Oh, whale! Guys, whale! Wow, whale.
Oh, that's a big whale. Okay. Whale, whale, whale! Oh, no! Whale!
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
Well, at least it wasn't a shark, am I right?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Angie's List is now Angie. Summer is the perfect time to book your next home project. From lawn care to a new patio, Angie makes it simple to connect with pros who can get the job done right. See reviews, upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Plus, when you book and pay through Angie, we'll cover your project up to the full purchase price, plus limited damage protection with our happiness guarantee. Check out Angie.com, and for more on the happiness guarantee, go to Angie.com/happiness-guarantee.htm.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Now, 53 after the hour, Monday brings us Tom Kreitler, Tommy the K from the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Program on every weekend on hundreds of radio stations, including most of the ones that carry this program, carry Tommy. That's why they put us together. It's kind of like love and marriage, Tom. You know, we go together like a horse and carriage. You and I were just talking about Home Depot off the air and finding things there. You had a very, I don't mind you putting that information out because I don't know that a lot of people know it, but I thought it was interesting you communicating to me the way to find things because I can never find anybody. If I go to, that's why I'll go to a local hardware store because I can't find anybody to help me find what I need at the depot. So you said something that would be helpful to a lot of folks. Why don't you repeat that advice?
Sure, yeah. So if you are looking for a particular item in Home Depot, what I've done is you look it up on my phone on the Home Depot website, and that can be localized. So you're looking at that store's inventory. Mm-hmm. And then on that page, when you find the product, there is a locator. And the locator will have the aisle and sometimes the bin number, which is sort of the area of the aisle, where you'll find the product. And I found it to be pretty accurate, Doug. I found it to be more accurate than my eyes because I've found a locator number for product, and I'll go there and I'll stare at that darn rack and thinking, it says there's 6 of them, but why don't I see any? And sure enough, it's there. I just had to look a little deeper, you know.
Yeah. Well, I just think there's a, it, when it says something about the state of shopping today, and in an amazing way, imagine having that kind of, having the ability to find out that kind of information, that nuanced, store by store, aisle by aisle, bin by bin, that you're going to have to find it. That's what I find amazing about technology. One of the things I did, just as an aside, Home Depot is after
what they refer to as professional shoplifters. Did you see this? They have power tools that will not work unless they're properly scanned when you're leaving the store. Did you know that?
They no, I did not know that.
Yeah, a lot of
that's
people smuggle.
In other words, if someone were to steal a tool,
yep.
It would not engage, it would not activate.
No, unless you have checked it out. Somehow or other, they're
that's
doing
really
that.
Smart. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that was going back to what you were saying about how much we sort of depend on technology. Apparently, a lot of people go in who are homeless and they just lay down in the aisles and they get up and they try to grab something and try to get out of the store. There's one in Los Angeles that I go to on Jefferson down in Marina, and the homeless are all over the place in there. Apparently, but there are organized crime folks that are going in as well.
Yeah.
And what Home Depot says that it costs them almost $800,000 per $1 billion in sales to have people stealing stuff from them.
Hmm. Wow.
That's a lot. All right.
Sad.
Yes. Sherry is one of our listeners. She needs help fixing a crack in her wall. What are you going to tell her to do?
Well, what happens with a lot of these cracks, Doug, is the home is always expanding and contracting, so folks will fix it, and then, you know, 6 months later, it opens up again, and they try to fix it again. But generally what they're doing is just they're spackling over the cracks, or sometimes they're putting a tape over the cracks, a drywall tape. There's a product that's out called Crack Coat, K-R-A-C-K Coat. It's made by a company called Avatron. And they have an interesting approach to this where essentially you
prime... It comes from the Cubans in South America. Crack coat. Get it?
No, I don't.
I answered you. All right, keep going.
You prime the crack with this primer, and then you put a mesh tape on top of it. And then you put the more primer over that. So essentially, you're putting a really strong bond across that two sections of the wall that are cracked. And then when you spackle over that, it stands up. So it's a way of taking care of those really pesky cracks that just won't stay closed. And it's pretty inexpensive, and it's really effective. Crack Coat, K-R-A-C-K-K-O-T-E.
Got it. All right, so let's see how we can keep our lawns healthy. The weather forecast is that it's going to get hotter in other states. We've got a lot of rain here in the Northeast. I'm not sure that that's a problem for lawns, but certainly there's not enough water. Oof, so... You've got that. What are you telling people? I don't want them to go listen to the podcast, but you can give us a little teaser.
Yeah, well, sure. You know, when it gets really hot outside, the lawns are going to go brown, but they will go green again sooner if you try to stay off them. Because what happens is even though we look at the lawn and we say, oh, it's brown, it's dead, it's not. It's actually dormant. So the number one thing is that if you can't water your lawn, maybe you have water restrictions and it looks like it's browning out, try not to walk on the lawn or be very strategic about where you walk, you know, only in the paths. Because if you trample down that weakened grass, it's not going to come back. You're going to have to wait an entire season for it to return.
Right, for it to come back again. Okay, good tip. You get that if you go to the podcast, the newsletter, moneypit.com/podcast or moneypit.com/newsletter. Tom Kreidler here.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.